page 4, President's Page, In Memoriam, Rhonda Jo King, by Jeff Tom. Rhonda Jo King, born April 9, 1954, died February 14, 2009, had two families, her large family of relatives and her California Council of the Blind family. Both were quite well represented at a memorial service for Rhonda, held on February 28, 2009. She succumbed to a long battle with cancer and various complications brought on by that disease, but throughout her struggle she never complained and continued to work tirelessly for the council and to provide love and comfort to her family. Rhonda was born in San Bernardino, California, and due to the first of many trying circumstances with which she dealt during her lifetime, she was raised by a wonderful neighbor she referred to as Grandma. Perhaps her own childhood travails explain a little about why Rhonda gave her 3 children and 10 grandchildren, not to mention siblings, nieces, nephews, and so many others, my own daughter included, so much love. In addition to working and raising children, Rhonda had time to do such things as sing in a country western band. As was noted at her memorial service, she never lost her beautiful voice. Not many people would say that losing their vision as an adult was one of the best things that ever happened to them. Rhonda not only said it, but lived it. It's not so much that Rhonda's many beautiful traits, tenacity, compassion, ambition, and a sense of humor began when she lost her sight at the age of 28, but they seemed to blossom after that time. Aside from her family, her 2 love affairs both began in the 1990s. Around 1992, she attended her first CCB convention. At today's memorial service, past CCB President Kathy Skivers told us that Rhonda told her she wanted to grow up and be just like Kathy. Well, although Kathy said she doubted Rhonda's intelligence at that moment, Rhonda did indeed do just that. She not only went on to serve as chapter president for both the San Bernardino and Capital chapters, but worked in a number of leadership positions in the council, finally assuming the office of second vice president. She may also have been the best fundraiser this organization has ever seen. Page 5. She loved to hear and to tell funny stories. As Capital Chapter President, she began every meeting with a joke, many of which received a great many groans. Her other love affair, of course, was what made her life so complete, her incredible husband, Lonnie King. They were married in 1998 and relocated to Sacramento a year later. With Lonnie's encouragement and the example of both family members and mentors from CCB, Rhonda decided that 45 was a pretty good time to get moving on her education, and she did so with a vengeance. She not only earned an AA degree in paralegal studies, but also a bachelor's degree in government studies from California State University, Sacramento. She was extremely proud of her accomplishments, and she wasn't about to stop. If cancer hadn't intruded, she would have used that degree to enter the job market and pursued her master's degree at the same time. Rhonda was equally at home in the classroom, on the dance floor, babysitting her grandchildren, or running a CCB meeting. Rhonda Jo King was a truly inspirational person, and she will be deeply missed, but she will remain an important part of those whose lives she has touched.